Hello, Rainey.
Hi, Glenn.
Where do I sign up?
As a model?
Yeah, I don't want to go along and paint another bloke. Give me a break.
Well, you can start by emailing me a shirtless photo to info@theartfulhen.com and I'll be in touch.
Oh, so there's criteria, is there?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So would my hirsute body not be suitable?
Possibly not.
Oh, you want hang on. This is a very sexist exercise. This is the buffed up, very chesty looking bloke that's a real hot hunk of spunk, yes?
Yes. If not, I think I'd be out of business. So I'm fairly fussy when it comes to the models. And aside from being fit looking, the personality is important too.
I've got personality, Rainey. I've got personality, but...
Absolutely. How comfortable are you totally naked in front of a group of girls?
How big is the group? I mean, how many can you get into the one room? I mean, let me tell you.
Up to 30.
Only 30?
No.
I'm not getting my gear off for just 30. I mean, if you're talking 300, let's get serious. Tell us what actually happens at the Artful Hen. I'm intrigued.
Well, it is an art class, bottom line. Mm. And we do have plenty of fun and games for the girls as a group. We have a gorgeous, totally naked male model. But aside from the titillation factor, the girls really do
the titillating factor?
Yes.
I think this is classic. At what stage does our nude model arrive? And walk us through the process there. So we've got these girls in the room. They're having a glass of wine or a bubbly or whatever.
The girls arrive. They bring their own champagne and nibblies. Mm-hmm. We do provide glasses and platters, but we have them booked in at all different times of the day. So mm-hmm. the girls bring any... They may do a champagne breakfast and bring croissants and orange juice, or, come over dinner time and bring pizza and sushi platters. So they arrive. The model's not present during that time, and we wait until they're all settled in and get them seated at their easels.
I bet they're excited at this stage.
Sometimes the hen doesn't know at all what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So we'll often make jokes that actually they're going to be taking their clothes off and we're going to be drawing them. But we don't let them suffer for too long. And in all the many, many groups I've ever had, only one hen ever started to actually take her clothes off.
So. Oh, really?
Yep.
So then all of a sudden the hunk of spunk gets brought in.
Yes, he makes a grand entrance completely naked.
He walks in naked?
That's right.
I tell you what, you've got Steph's attention. She's sitting out here hanging off every word at the moment. So then he takes his position on the seat.
Yes, we have a model's platform with lighting on there. So he comes up, he'll introduce himself, he'll often go and shake the hen's hand or give her a kiss on the cheek. She'll often hide behind her easel while all the girls go, "She's the hen, she's the hen."
Now listen, the camera's allowed.
Yes, they are.
And really?
We do actually finish the classes off with photos. We take all the girls' cameras and take photos of them together in a group with the models. And all the models are very good sports.
So we're really talking about models that they have a shyness factor of zero.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. They do. They need to be very comfortable naked, particularly... It puts the girls at ease quicker too, the more comfortable the model is.
Is it cold in the room?
No. I'd get complaints from the model, I think, if it was. And they do, in the breaks we get the girls up to have a look at each other's drawings, and the models do wander around and chat to the girls and have a look at their drawings.
Oh, dear.
How long does
the session go for?
2 hours.
Okay, the mind boggles. I daren't even ask what some of the drawings look like. Some girls, I suppose, are very creative. Some are sort of probably more adept at some parts than others.
We get about 98% of the girls that come all say that they cannot draw to save their lives. And I would say the majority leave feeling really amazed at what they've done. And a lot of them actually sign up for classes. A lot of the girls do get really inspired. And everybody leaves having learnt something. It's a really enriching experience.
I'm sure it is. How often do you run the classes and what sort of locations do you use?
Well, I have two studios in Darlinghurst and we run the classes. We'll do them any time, any day of the week, but obviously Saturday is the peak day. We do get Friday nights and Sundays and very occasionally weekdays. But Saturdays we're often running from 10:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night.
Mm, okay. Well, I dare say that once we give this web address out, there'll be girls jumping on the computer to book themselves a hen's night. It doesn't have to be a hen's night, I suppose.
No,
it's just a bunch of girls wanting to have a good time.
You know, we do birthday parties, we do girls' nights out. We do mixed groups. Mm. We do actually do corporates. But generally, the mixed corporate groups ask for a female model.
Oh, so you do that as well?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, unfortunately, we get groups where you'll have 11 women and 2 men, and they'll still have a female model. And I always ask the women, what happened? You're the majority. Why did you lose out? And the 2 men always say, no way am I drawing a naked man. So.
Dear. Have you ever had such a thing as a celebrity hen's night, where you'd have somebody particularly famous that might drop the gear, or...?
As in the model.
As in the model or as in your guest?
Their hands.
Yeah.
We've had some fairly high profile clients.
Yeah.
I don't think any of our models have been particularly famous yet.
No, maybe not before the event, but maybe after they have been.
That's right. There's certainly a lot of photos circulating out there now. So, we've had Heidi Middleton come and do her hen's night with us, the Sassen by designer.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were quite a lot of high-profile designers in that group.
Okay.
And we've had sports people and all sorts of people, really,
come and do it. You've got my interest anyway. I've contemplated the back wax for a while. So if I was to get the back wax done and then shoot you in a photo, you just want top half only, torso type shot?
That's right.
Okay.
No sunglasses.
Oh, no. Don't worry about that. No, I'll take the sunglasses off. And you never know. I could be appearing at a hen's night at an artful hen gig near you soon, folks.
Look out.
Look out, exactly. Rainey, thank you very much for explaining all that to us. It sounds interesting, to say the least. The web address is theartfulhen.com.au, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well done. Great idea. A lot of good fun. I like it.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Rainey Bond. And the Artful Hen is the name of the group, the Artful Hen, all one word, .com.au. Your chance, girls, to go along and sit and sketch a naked man.